In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, we as Catholics should never cease to be amazed by what Jesus tells us in today's Gospel. I tell you the truth, it is better for you that I go, for if I do not go, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. Jesus was indicating that it was better for us that he goes and the Holy Spirit comes than that Jesus stays and the Holy Spirit not come. The good news is that we don't have to choose between Jesus and the Holy Ghost. We don't have to choose between the second and the third persons of the Holy Trinity. By these words, Jesus is indicating to us the extraordinary importance of the Holy Spirit in the Catholic life to complete Jesus' mission in us and through us in the world. Jesus tells us that the Holy Ghost has a threefold mission. He will convict the world in regard to sin, to justice, and condemnation. The word convict has the idea of a lawyer's cross-examining a person on trial so effectively that the defendant is led to see and admit his errors and confess the whole truth. The Holy Ghost will do this, Jesus says, with regard to three crucial spiritual realities. The first is with regard to sin, Jesus says, because they do not believe in me. The work of God, Jesus describes elsewhere in St. John's Gospel, is to believe in the one he sent. And the essential sin is opposition to this work. This failure to believe, this rejection of God, this killing of the message of the gospel and the divine messenger within our hearts. We know that at the time of Jesus, many people were unaware of just what was occurring at the crucifixion. The people were not aware of the sin they were committing, prompting Jesus' merciful cry, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Many thought they were putting to death a criminal, a blasphemer. And so they shouted for his death. But after Pentecost, when moved and helped by the Holy Ghost, Saint Peter preached to the crowds about they had condemned a just man and crucified the Lord of glory, Jesus of Nazareth. All these people were pierced to the heart. They realized their abomination. That was the first work of the Holy Spirit, to convict the world of sin. That work continues, helping us to see the many ways we don't believe in God, the many contexts We don't live by faith. The many settings in which we have not yet stake our entire existence on his word. The second work of the Holy Ghost is to convict the world in regard to justice. Because Jesus says, I'm going to the Father and you will no longer see me. Justice is a right relationship between a person and God, and between persons and God, in God. The foundation for justice is in Jesus' triumph over sin and death, his resurrection and his ascension into glory, when the order of the universe was turned right side up. The Holy Spirit helps us to perceive Jesus' justice or holiness. Help us to perceive his extraordinary love that led him to sacrifice his life for ours. And helps us to open ourselves to receive the gift of his salvation. The Holy Spirit has been sent among us not merely to convict of us sin, but to show us something far more powerful, that God's mercy triumphs over our misery, that his justice has the last word over the injustice we have committed and suffered, that the path for us to become just is for us to receive the mercy of Jesus and enter into communion with him, who is the mercy incarnate. Dear friends, the third work of the Holy Ghost, Jesus says, is with regard to judgment or condemnation. Because the ruler of this world has been condemned. The Holy Spirit helps us to see that the devil has been defeated. The devil has been judged, and the devil has been condemned. And wickedness no longer has the last word. The Holy Ghost helps us to see clearly the winning side and the losing side. And he helps us to choose with clarity, with consistency, with courage, with firmness, which side we want to be on now and always. Light or darkness. Because, dear friends, each of us will be judged. But only the Holy Ghost helps us to know exactly on what criteria we will be judged, and by ordering our life to God's word, to go with confidence to meet Jesus provided as our judge. The Holy Ghost guides us into all truth, helps us to believe in Jesus and holy thoughts and deeds, and assists us to choose him over the various sinful disguises Barabbas takes in our life. The Holy Spirit helps us to discern that in caring for the needy, hungry, thirsty, poor, naked, and unknown. We are caring for Christ and choosing to go to his eternal rights. The Holy Ghost helps us to cross the road, to care for the Good Samaritan, to cross the hail and enter the confessional, to cross ourselves and unite our joys and sufferings to Jesus' life, suffering, death, and resurrection. The Holy Spirit helps us to receive on good soil the seed of God's word of truth, so that we might give deeds of truth back to God together with our very being. Dear faithful, when we live by the Spirit, we receive the fruits of the Spirit, which will obviously make our Christian life of faith come alive and help us to be far more capable of communicating the truth, communicating a glimpse of divine reality by a beautiful example of marital love, beautiful example of family life, etc. Communicating God more attractively and compellingly to others. Just think about the life would be ours if we lived with love, joy, forgiveness, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, fidelity, gentleness, and self-control. There is room for improvement in all of us. Pope Benedict said, "Test the quality of your faith in the Holy Spirit. Rediscover it if it is lost. Strengthen it if it has become weak." Today, we turn to the Holy Spirit, the better part, who seeks that transform us more and more into the divine image. And we pray, "Come, Holy Spirit, convict us of sin, justice, and judgment. Come, Holy Ghost, and lead us to all truth. Come, Holy Spirit, help us to become quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Come, Holy Ghost, fill the hearts of your faithful, kindle in us the fire of your love, and send us forth to light, the world ablaze. Amen." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.